to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Today I am talking on the subject, the fruit of the branch. Fruit of the branch. Amen. Last 2 weeks I started with the Lord's business. Amen. And today I want to continue with the fruit of the branch. Amen. Now, scripture describes God as the vine dresser and describes Jesus Christ as the true vine and describes us as the branches. Now, with the branches, scripture has made a distinction. The ones that produce good fruit and the ones that do not produce fruit. But all of us are branches. Amen. And I'm trusting God that each and every one will be the branch that produces good fruit. Now, in my attempt, we are going to look at how the believer can be a fruitful branch. Amen. Shall we pray? May the Lord fill this place with His presence. May He give me utterance to speak His word. And may He give His people an understanding concerning His word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right, let's go to our anchor scripture, John 15. John 15, verse 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you. Verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. I love the scripture. Now let's take this. The first one. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. This is a principle of life. You are looking at even the schools. Now, any good school, any good tertiary school, will visit the performance of students. If consistently a particular student has performed below a certain threshold of the GPA, is that GPA? They will call you for counseling, and then if you seem not to respond accordingly, they eventually have to let go of you. Any good school will ask you to go home. So, why is the school saying so? It's because that particular student has not produced fruit. In the same way, this principle can be found in the corporate world and in businesses. If you seem not to perform, and your boss seems to be talking to you and you don't seem to respond accordingly, after some time, they lay you off because you are wasting their time and wasting their resources. So you can see that the principles that govern life, most, about 99% is coming, if not 100, is coming from the Word of God. Fruit bearing in life is very, very important. Amen. Let's go to verse 3. We are going to pick it verse by verse. We are doing some verse work here. It is called pericope. Good. Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Amen. You are already clean. Each and everyone here is clean. It's clean because the word of God keeps coming to you. And anytime we hear the word of God cleans us. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is a cleaning agent. The Bible describes it in Ephesians as water that cleans us. So anybody who hears the word of God is clean. And so every branch here is clean. Tell your neighbor, you are clean. Hallelujah. John 13 verse 10, please. Let's put it on the screen. Thank you. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you. I leave that answer to yourself. Nobody judges the believer. He judges himself. If you are clean, you know. If you are not clean, you know. Amen. But Jesus says, but you are clean. This scripture is about Peter. When Jesus started to wash the feet of the disciples, he tells them the reason why he's washing their feet. And Peter comes and he said, Lord, not only my feet, but my head and my hands. And he said, but you are clean. Amen. Praise God. Okay, but not all. May you fall into the first category and not the second category. Oh, I'm not having amens here. Don't give me an amen which is sick. Give me a strong amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are all clean. Now, let's go to John 17:17. Put it on the screen for me so we move faster. Amen. John 17:17. Let's all read it together. Let's go. Can I hear you like a strong congregation? Shall we go? Your word is truth. Hallelujah. So this is what the word of God does. The word of God sanctifies the believer. That is why every believer must read the word of God every day. If you take a bath twice a day, read the word of God twice. If you take it once, amen. Oh, it's a reality, especially at the men. Some take one. Amen. Still read the word of God more than twice. Because you see, the word of God cleans our spirit and makes us ready to be fruitful branches. Anytime I have stuck so much to the word of God, I found that I became stronger on the inside. And the fruit that came out of me was really good. And so, let the word of truth sanctify us. Oh, can I have a better amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at the next thing. verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The only way you will bear fruit is to abide in him. And who is the him? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And how do you abide in him? In his word. Amen. Praise God. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of it unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in him. Now, let's look at how also we can abide in him. Colossians 1. Colossians 1. Can we begin from verse 21? Colossians 1 from verse 21. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I love the scripture. Okay. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Did you see that? Yet now he has reconciled. We were not alienated even in body, but in our minds through wicked works. Yet in spite of our wicked ways, he has reconciled. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now let's go to the next verse. This is not what I want to talk about. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Everybody has a history. Is somebody here with me? Everybody has a history when you were alienated from God in your mind through wicked acts and wicked intentions. Is somebody here with me? But in spite of that, he reconciled us through his death. Hallelujah. To present us holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Oh, now look at the next one. If we have attained this position with God, then look at the admonition that is coming. Verse 23. Verse 23. He said, if indeed you continue in the faith. Somebody say, continue in the faith. Hallelujah. Once we have been reconciled, we have the duty to continue in the faith. It's very important. Continue in the faith. You see, you don't just stay where you are. Our relationship with God is dynamic. Each day, we need to continue with him. Amen. And let's go to the next side. Grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was prepared to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. When you continue and you become grounded and steadfast in the faith, you will end up receiving a ministry from the Lord. Hallelujah. And may the Lord make us as ministers. May we move away. May we never move away from the hope of the gospel. Now, what is the hope of the gospel? That his name be glorified through Christ in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I love him. Amen. Say, abide in me. And I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Amen. None can bear fruit of itself. No. We need to abide in him. Praise God. Now let's go to verse 5. The next thing that will help us to be a fruitful branch. Amen. Verse 5. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Nobody can bear fruit of his own. I'm telling you. Sometimes we have tried to be smart in our minds. We have tried to do it to the best of our knowledge.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
But no knowledge in this world surpasses the knowledge of God. Oh, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Listen, you can't do it by yourself. No. I'm telling you, every area of life that you seem to be doing well, I want to remind you, it is not how smart you are. It is by the grace of God. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? I say it is by the grace of God. You are who you are by the grace of God. And you will be who you will be by the grace of God. And you will never progress because of you have not progressed because of your strength. You have progressed because you are a branch that is connected to the vine. And out of the vine, you have received wisdom. Oh, come on, give God praise. Give God praise. I said, give God praise. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hosea 14:8. I love that scripture too. Amen. Hosea 14:8. Good. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? Ooh. Hallelujah. He's talking about the past. What have we to do anymore with the past? Everybody has a past. Amen. But whilst you are even a believer, you should still have a past. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. May the fruit of the Lord be found in you. Hallelujah. May you be green. Evergreen. May you be green in every area of your life. Your marriage. Your work. Your relationship with others. May you be green. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, may you be green. Hallelujah. Amen. May we be green. It's very important. Yes. You don't remain where you are. Life is progressive. Don't stay where you are. Even spiritually, don't stay where you are. If you've been with God all these years, 5 years, you should hear the Spirit of God speak to you. Amen. You know, listen, by 2-3 years, you should know when something is confirming with your spirit. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. 5 years, 10 years, you still have had a dream. Somebody should interpret the dream to you. No. We must be fruit producers. And let me tell you, the number one fruit that every believer is supposed to produce is go ye. Amen. Where is your fruit? Win a soul. In actual fact, the one who wins souls is the smartest person. Yes. He's the smartest person. Do you know that some banks, I was listening to one man of God preach, and said the manager told him, he listened to him about soul winning, and he picked the principle and sold it to his staff. And today, he has more clients, more customers. Who is smarter than God? He that wins souls is smart. The Bible says it's wise. Let your wisdom be found in God. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Very important. Very, very important. Sometimes we think that our strength can take us. No, we can't do anything without Christ. Oh, Jesus, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Another favorite scripture of mine is a popular scripture. When we read it, you'll find that it's a popular scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3. Look, it said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Come on, give God some praise, somebody. What you have is a result of the sufficiency of God. Who you are today is because of the sufficiency of God. And whatever you will have tomorrow is because of the sufficiency of God. I took a hard decision this morning. I said, Lord God, if this is so, then Lord, I'll reduce the number of times I pray for my own need. Because I know that if I serve you faithfully, then you will meet my needs. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? If I serve you faithfully, then my tomorrow is secured with you. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Sometimes we are overwhelmed with our needs. Say that all our prayer is about our needs. But I want to announce to somebody, God is a rewarder of faithfulness. If you are faithful unto Him, He will be faithful to you. See, now die I then. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we miss it. If you are faithful to God, even demons cannot destroy you. Ooh, is somebody here with me? Let us begin to pray for the unsaved, and people will mutter tongues.
Say, but oh Lord, save the people, oh Lord. Say, because your heart is not even there.
Let me introduce. Let's bind the devil. Others who will clap.
Let's try and do a clap and let me say, bind some demons.
That is where the fire is. Amen. But I'm trusting God that gradually we shall shift from that place to the place that we will sense that we have to pray to deliver souls from the hands of the devil. And when God sees that, you say, oh, my servant Glover, he has done all this. I will never put him to shame. I will never look at him for people to accuse me that I haven't taken care of him. And so he will step into your life and then do that which will glorify his name. Come on, give God praise. One of the ways, and number one way that you can produce fruit is to seek that which concerns him. Our sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. The first service I asked, if somebody steps here, an Afghanistan Al-Qaeda recruit, lines all of us up. Deny Jesus, or I shoot you down. He picks somebody, cuts the neck. How many will pass through even the burglar-proof window? How many will manage to pass through? You will become as small as a mouse, and you will pass through by force. But I'm telling you, if God is your life, if Jesus is your life, he says, shoot me. I know I'm going to the Father. Amen. Come on, is somebody here with me? How many are sure? I asked this question the first service. You are sure that when you die today, heaven straight. Wave your hand to me, wave your hand. Oh, second service, I think you have done well. First service, people were. Clap for yourselves. Listen. Don't listen to the lies. You are bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? And nothing can steal you from the hands of God. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? However, the word of God says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, you sin small. Okay? I know. Because I'm a human being. You sin small. Do you understand that? Yes. That doesn't mean that consistently, since 2005, consistently you are in it. I'm telling you something. Don't deceive yourself. When Christ comes, you can lose heaven. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? What I'm saying is, you yourself can work yourself out. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Praise God. Come on, clap it if you want. Yeah. I know I'm giving a good stuff. Hallelujah. We are so obsessed with our needs. Said that anything that will disgrace God, we will do to get that money. Who says God is not a faithful God? I am telling you, just be faithful unto the Lord. And when the challenge comes for you to choose between the will of God and the will of the object that is attracting you, hey, choose the will of God. And be hungry and be poor. At the appointed time, his name will be glorified in your life. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. I have been young and I'm old. I'm yet to see the righteous beg for bread or even his children. I am sure of one fact. That when I'm far gone, somebody will see my daughter and favor her. Oh yes. Oh yes. He's going to be a beneficiary of my sacrifices. Who says God will leave her alone? I don't fear. I'll do my part. But if I don't complete, God will raise somebody to continue. Come on, give God some praise. That is where you must come to.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243 0243-323-414. 0243-323-414. Or 057-462-9174. 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyar Market.